When our Protestant brothers and sisters critique our interpretation of the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, they say that our Lord is speaking metaphorically when he talks about the bread of life, about his coming down from heaven, and about how only those who eat his body and drink his blood will have life in them. And our Lord does indeed speak of himself as the bread of life in the context of his being the source of all salvation, the Son of God that's been brought into the world who will bring about the forgiveness of everyone's sins. Our Protestant brothers and sisters will say that's as far as it goes. But there is, in a sense, where our Lord is saying that before he reveals the Eucharist and before he tells them that unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you'll have no life in you, he does talk about himself in the context of the bread of life and as being the one that God had sent that they must accept. In fact, at the beginning of the discourse on the bread of life, there is this dialogue between our Lord and the people that had come over across the lake about the works of God, and he tells them that they must do the works of God, and they ask them what it is. He says, what can we do to accomplish the works of God? Jesus answered them and said to them, this is the work of God, that you should believe in the one he has sent. And so they needed to be docile. They needed to open their hearts and their minds to him at that moment. They knew that he had worked the miracles of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. They knew he had power. That's why they had come all that way to the other side of the lake. They wanted to be fed. And our Lord told them that. You're looking for human bread. You need to be looking for the bread that came down from heaven. And that was himself. And before they did anything else, what they needed to do was to open their hearts and minds to him. They needed to accept him as the one sent by God. And if they did that, all things were possible. If they didn't do that, then eternal life was closed off to them. And it was in that context then that he talked about the Eucharist, about the fact that they would have to eat and drink his blood, and that they would have to trust him as to what it meant. They immediately thought he was talking about cannibalism. They went astray in what they understood him to be speaking about. But the apostles, on the other hand, as we see at the end of the gospel, as we will read through it in the next few days, they didn't understand completely either. But St. Peter said, where will we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. So at the heart of our Eucharistic worship and adoration is the spirit of humility and docility, by which we realize that we need to be taught. We are disciples, students. Jesus is the master. He is the teacher. And he continues his ministry of teaching in the church. And that in the spirit of humility and docility is at the heart of every possible move we can make in a spiritual life, whether it's repentance from sin or moving forward in our prayer life or practicing charity with other people or speaking the truth when in the face of lies. All of it is tied to this, the sacred ministry of our Lord, whereby he offered himself as a victim for the life of the world, and yet did it also as the one who was the source of all salvation. Today we celebrate the memorial feast day of St. Catherine of Siena, who was a simple, humble woman who put the gifts that God had given her at the service of the church, and she was persecuted for it, and for a time she was deprived of the Blessed Sacrament. She was refused communion because they thought she might be a heretic or that her mystical gifts might be coming from the devil. And she used to sit at the entrance of the church and attend Mass, but she was not permitted to receive communion. And she longed and longed to receive Holy Communion. We should cultivate that longing in our own hearts realizing the gift that our Lord is in the Blessed Sacrament, receiving Him not only in the state of grace, but with the greatest possible devotion that we can, because it is such a great gift, because it is our Lord Himself, the greatest gift we could possibly ever receive. But in order to receive Him worthily, in order to receive Him fruitfully, we need to have that spirit of docility to accept Him, His teaching, and His will for us as manifested in so many different ways in the church, in our vocations, in our daily duty, in our superiors, to accept Him on His own terms and to conform ourselves to His will for us. May our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament truly be the bread of life for us that has come down from heaven. May the work of God that we do before anything else be to accept Him, the one whom God has sent.
Oh,